All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be speaking with an individual who has an intriguing bantamweight fight coming up, and that goes down on December the 3rd, Bellator 272. We have Josh Hill and Jared Scoggins getting out there to the Bellator cage, and I have Jared on the show. How's it going, man? I imagine you're very excited. This debut has been a while in the making under the Bellator banner.
Heck yeah, man. Been here a couple of times this close to the fight, so you know I'm not counting anything until I'm actually in that cage, but man, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was going to ask a little bit. Like, I imagine just because there's been multiple bout cancellations at this point, obviously a lot of factors beyond your control, but I figured there'd be that sense of, like, it's only going to feel real when you're actually in the cage getting ready to do it.
Heck yeah, man. First time I was scheduled to do this, I got there, cut weight and everything, and then that fell through. Then I got sick one time about 2, maybe 3 weeks before the fight, fell through then. Then my last time, I felt great, was actually packing my bags and got a call that my COVID test came back positive, so that fell through, so here we are again.
Yeah, and what was that whole experience like? So I was going to briefly touch on that just with the last one at Bellator 263 coming from that positive COVID test. Like, it seems like there's been varying kind of experiences with that whole, you know, dynamic and stuff like that. Like, some people get it pretty hard, it seems like, and then for other people it's like a little more manageable, I suppose. Like, what was your experience with, you know, the whole COVID-19 situation there?
Yeah, I had no idea. I felt great. Man, my camp had gone great, and I had no idea, and then they called me and let me know, and I was like, there's no way. I was trying to get them to let me take another test and everything. I was like, there's got to be something wrong, but apparently they don't let you retest after that, so...
Yeah, kind of a curious sort of thing there, and I imagine would be frustrating there, but kind of tying into that whole idea, because I was noticing on your Instagram, there's been really no posts since the last, you know, bout cancellation in July there. Like, is that something maybe I'm reading a little too much into? Like, is that kind of tied into, like, a focus-minded thing? Like, maybe get back to it once the Bellator debut kind of happens, or just, you know, more so not feeling like going on the gram kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been too big into social media anyways. So I've actually had people tell me, you know, I got to push myself. I got to market myself better and stuff. But I just never been one to really push the social media too hard.
Oh, yeah. No, I just was wondering if it was, like, related to, like, the multitude of bout cancellations. And it's kind of like, okay, only going to be, you know, posting once it happens, once the debut kind of goes through. But no,
after my last fight, my last post was about the fight that fell through last time.
Yeah.
And I had people messaging me asking, like, oh, man, did you lose or something? We saw you didn't post about after the fight. I was like, oh, no, dude, shit just didn't happen. I just don't really get on there much.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair, man. I feel like as I get older, I'm more and more weaning off the old social media. You know, it's about the fighting component that matters. And, you know, to that point, it seems like Revolution MMA has been a space you've gotten and worked with for a while. Like, you know, Sarah McMahon, a big name from that gym that I recognize there. Like, is that still the main base of operations for you?
Actually, I train now at a UFC gym in Greenville, South Carolina. And I had my striking coach, he moved over there, so I kind of followed him over there. But I was with Revolution, man, for a long time, all through my teen years and stuff, and I just felt like it was my best option to go with my striking coach and follow him where he was going, because he's really my head coach.
That's awesome. So how long have you been in this kind of newer space, and, like, also what benefits do you get from a space like a UFC gym? Because I imagine it's, like, pretty thorough on a lot of levels.
Yeah, they have a great coaching staff over there, man, you know, and it's good to switch it up every now and then, you know, just get completely different looks and new coaching styles and stuff. And I've been over there probably a year, maybe a year and a half. And, you know, it's just, you learn a lot more when you switch up your environment.
Yeah, for sure, because I was also, you know, seeing that you were getting some past work with, you know, Jordan Lawson at ATT Indianapolis, so further underscoring that point of, like, good to get in a few different spaces.
Yeah, Jordan, he's my cousin. We've been training together, man, since we were freaking kids, both in karate class together, and he lives right down the road from me, and we get it in when we can.
yeah, the family kind of dynamic seems strong in the space for sure. Like, I mean, Justin Scoggins, obviously a guy that I imagine is helpful on a multitude of levels, probably like a technique level, but also giving insights and everything like that, like the fight IQ and just how to, I guess, navigate fighting as a career in general.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think it'll help a lot. You know, I went and cornered him in a couple of his UFC fights. So, you know, I haven't been in there and actually fought on the big stage like that, but I've been there. I've made the walk with him. I've seen what it's about. So I feel like that'll help me out.
Yeah, I mean, you're well positioned in a lot of ways. I mean, you talk about the, you know, quote unquote big stage, but I mean, capturing the CFFC bantamweight title, I mean, that's definitely a strong feather in the cap. I mean, a good indicator of what could be to come.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I plan on going in there and getting a Bellator belt in not too long. Hopefully these fights don't keep falling through.
Yeah, I was going to say knock on wood there, but yeah, I was kind of curious because, like I mentioned, the, you know, foray into CFFC and, like, you know, with the Thomas Vasquez fight and the Kenny Porter fight, there was like a couple years between those fights. Like, was there any, I mean, obviously I imagine you're diligently training and whatnot, but was there any kind of like competitive, you know, refamiliarizing yourself with it? Did it feel kind of like, you know, just back to business, like riding a bike almost? Like, what was it like to have that spacing between the last couple bouts?
I mean, I've been competing ever since I was 5 years old in kickboxing, wrestling, and stuff. So, you know, I've been doing this my whole life. It's nothing crazy once I get that. Of course, there's nerves, and you think about, oh, man, I've been off all this time. What if I lost a step? But, you know, once I get back in there, it clicks, and I'm right back where I left off.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about the pursuit of Bellator gold eventually. I mean, this is an opponent that could be well served in that regard, just, you know, with Josh Hill being presently ranked number 7 at bantamweight. Like, how do you like that matchup? I mean, even beyond just like the stylistic elements Josh Hill brings, but just where he's, you know, presently situated in the division, I imagine you're pretty happy about that kind of matchup.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what it'll make up for this lost time. You know, like, I've been signed with Bellator for about a year now, and, you know, not having those fights and stuff has kept me out of the rankings and everything, but fighting a guy like this that's ranked up there pretty high, it'll shoot me right up there with the top guys and get me in the position I want to be in.
For sure, but just in talking about the, I guess, stylistic proclivities of your opponent, like the main tools Josh Hill brings, I mean, he's a pretty experienced guy for sure. He was on the Ultimate Fighter, I believe 18 was the season, World Series of Fighting, part of quite a few promotions there. Like, what are your thoughts on what he brings to the table, like the big tools he has from what you may have seen?
Man, he's a good fighter, man. He's really good. He's got a lot of experience. He doesn't have a whole lot of holes in his games. He's all around got pretty solid, but I just feel like on every level I'm just a step ahead of him. I'm that next level of fighter. And I'm excited, man, to test myself. This is definitely the most experienced fighter I've ever fought. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where I'm at.
Yeah, and it's kind of well positioned in a certain sense there. Like, I was talking to Emmanuel Sanchez the other day, and he was saying he kind of had to, like, forego the big Thanksgiving dinner and kind of just have a salad. But maybe, like, when it's around Christmas time, you know, you can really savor those big meals. Is that something you're looking forward to? I mean, not to tease you, ahead of a weight cut, I suppose. But, I mean, is that kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel for 2021 in a way?
Yeah, that's what I was telling my girlfriend. She's going to have to do a second Thanksgiving once I get back from Connecticut. But I might be able to enjoy a little bit of turkey and maybe a salad or something, but nothing too big. I got to take care of business first.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like gravy isn't the most conducive to getting out there for a Bellator fight, I would guess.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious because usually when I have fighters on, I generally ask if there's like certain genres of music they train to or artists they gravitate to. Like, some fighters are kind of like, whoever grabs the aux cord, I'm kind of fine with whatever. But I noticed you had a tweet a few years ago referencing, you know, Patiently Waiting, 50 Cent featuring Eminem there. Is that kind of the stuff you gravitate towards? Is it kind of like, oh yeah, whoever puts on whatever, I'm down?
When I'm at the gym, when I'm with everyone else, you know, I kind of, whatever they got on, I'm good with. When I'm by myself, man, I like to listen to like the Beatles and stuff. I like to be chill and it kind of zones me out. I get my own zone.
Yeah, it just kind of helps you reflect on different things and puts you in like an even keeled kind of mood sort of thing.
Yeah, and just a lot of people, they like a lot of, like, screaming, hardcore stuff. You know, when I'm training or even when I'm walking out to a fight, I like to be relaxed. I like to be in my own zone. I'm already pumped up. I don't need music freaking blaring in my ear, pumping me up more.
Oh, yeah, totally understand that dynamic there, man. But, yeah, you've been really great with your time. It's been fun getting to chat with you a bit. Is there anything you might want to sort of add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping things up, though, Jared?
Man, just anybody listening, come check me out. If you want to see the highest level of mixed martial arts and the future of Bellator, you guys come check me out. December 3rd, Mohegan Sun, Connecticut.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome fight card when Bellator 272 goes down on December the 3rd. And very intrigued to see how Josh Hill versus Jared Scoggins plays out. Definitely one that I think will inform the, you know, bantamweight contender hierarchy heading into 2022. But again, to reiterate, really appreciate the time, Jared. And yeah, hopefully you enjoy the rest of the day there. And best of luck with the remainder of the preparations. And just looking forward to checking out the fight, too.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, anytime you want to hit me up, I'm down to do some interviews.